You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Thank you very much, Raymond Slowman Diaz. Yay! We appreciate it. Jesus Christ, you drive me nuts. But anyway, that's my life, and I can't help it. This is The Grilling Show. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
Now, let me put the microphone down by the grill, because Buzz has instructed me to flip something. We can't say what it is.
Flip it.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sizzling on those man grates.
All right, I'm going to flip Buzz's product.
Sounds like sex.
I am the designated griller, and Buzz's needs to be flipped.
Yes.
And Buzz, so far, oh, looking good, Buzz.
Oh, good.
Now, can't Mike rig this whole thing by screwing up all of our meat?
Yes, I can.
But Mike's too much of a foodie to not want everything to come out.
I want it all to taste good. And besides, I have a witness out here. I have Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Mm. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Is Raymond ready?
You know, so we get ready to do the show. Literally, I say 16 times, are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? At the last minute, RJ runs out here for absolutely no reason and then runs back inside.
Mike, I was in the bathroom, man.
Stop. Oh, shocker. You were in the bathroom. Okay. God. Very unusual.
You know why.
Let me flip it. Well, nobody else does. Hard.
Yet.
All right, here we go. Okay, here we go.
It's the Viagra.
I'm flipping Mark's product right now.
Cool.
Thanks, Buzz.
And I'm not telling anybody what we're cooking. Rob, should I flip your product?
How long has it been on?
About 5 minutes.
Flip it.
Flip it.
All right. And then we're going to start. We got a few things that we want to talk about. And then we're going to start the show.
Mike, any predictions who you think will have the best meat?
I think you probably asked that question, Mr. Ronick, because you're feeling a little cocky, aren't you?
No.
I think you are.
Not at all.
Because nothing beats Jewish cooked pork.
All right, now
we know one.
Before we get started, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's time for our birthdays. Oops. And is RJ going to cue the music for the birthdays, or do you have to run inside?
Mark is there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Rob's going to be right back, because we have to have music, because I'm obsessive compulsive that way.
No, we're
going to need some music on the new frontier.
While we're doing that, let me do this. I'm going to put another product on that I have authored.
Mm. Nice.
Let me just reach in there with the tongs.
Speaking of authors.
Yes.
We've got our friend Todd Moore.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Hello. Good to be here.
Host of Tech 411. It is great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
And you are going to be judging today.
Yes. I'm going to be looking for some... I think I'll be judging on taste, creativity, and level of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful idea. I think that is absolutely just goddamn ducky.
And I'm looking for something more than Old Bay seasoning, Oscar.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't use any this time.
Great. Incidentally, the Least Prepared Award... We're doing this for...
No tainting.
We're doing this for his product. This show is brought to you by Mangrates. We're going to tell you about that in a second. And you would think he would put a little more time and effort into his product. I'm going to say that's not the case.
Well,
Rob,
with Mangrates,
I dropped my papers.
This is the great thing about Mangrates.
Yeah, you just throw it right on.
Rob,
what happens?
Can you talk to them for a second? I've got to put my product on.
But I'll need the headphones so I know what they're saying.
No, you don't need the headphones. Just
talk. All right. You know, it's really a beautiful day out here on Mike's deck. I think my most thrilling moment as a broadcaster actually happened today, Mike.
Rob, you're
when
beautiful.
I came in and I said, "How are you?" And you said, "Clean my grease trap."
Thank you very much. I did say that because it's a very nasty grease trap. I believe outside of one last product, we have everything on the grill.
Nice.
Let me close it up for you, and we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Very good. Now, birthdays. Let's get right to it, because we didn't do it on Thursday's show.
Birthday.
Belated greetings to Christy Benton Newman, who celebrated her day a couple of weeks ago after getting married the week before. She says she's been listening for over 30 years. Barbie turned 30.
Wait, we haven't been doing the show for 30 years.
Oh, that's true. Barbie turned 30 on Monday. This particular doll belongs to her boyfriend, Aaron, from New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
Are they talking about the Barbie doll?
No, his girlfriend's name is Barbie, and they live down under.
But Aaron says she spends a lot of her time telling other people about our show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
Tuesday, Aaron Garcia was born to his proud papa, Heron Garcia. Heron says, "We rock and would like to add a Mel Gibson hooray to that while Rob's out here on the deck. How about you do it?
Hooray!"
Thank you very much.
Can you never do that again?
Yesterday was Deontay Boosie's birthday, or Bussy.
One of those.
He wants Rob to know you can buy those announcer headphones at WWE events.
Great.
He also likes Rob's slick mouth jokes, Oscar's stories, and Mike's impressions.
Uh-huh. Nice.
It was also Connie Hanna's birthday. Connie Hanna, Rob.
Oh, hey, Connie. How you doing, Connie Hanna?
Connie Hanna's birthday. He wants Rob to know You can buy... Oh, I'm sorry. She and her husband, George, show up at all our events at Jimmy's. That's very nice.
It is.
Today, John Maloney not only turns 38, he gets his PhD from MIT. Whoa! Woo!
Look at the big Same brain day. Out of him.
How about that? He met Oscar, RJ, and Mike on the Boston trip. John Maloney, congratulations. That is no Congrats. Small accomplishment. Also celebrating today, Sarah Berry.
that's a delicious berry.
Sarah Berry, whose husband has requested a sexy birthday greeting for Sarah from Buzz. Lay it on her, Buzz.
Sarah, I hope your husband gives you the sexiest birthday you've ever had.
Thank you. Rob was When you were doing that, Rob was wiping the marinade off my, my finger.
That is, that's even hotter.
Bill, yeah, what?
No, no RJ was just repeating the word wiping.
What?
We'll edit that out.
When they're the most difficult shows, the weakest links make those shows the most difficult. New rule. New rule. Bill Strajewski, or
How about Strychevsky?
Strychevsky of Sparks, Nevada, turns 48 on Saturday. How do you get these names? Do you, like, call them back and research them?
I have Polish friends. I know how to pronounce these names.
That's a lie. He's looking forward to our trip to Reno. He says
not.
We can stay at his place.
Nice.
You research them because you put these together. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I cheat.
And Bill Finn has a birthday Saturday. He'd like a greeting from Oscar's papa, if that's not too much trouble.
Bill.
Oscar.
Happy birthday.
All of your colleagues.
Try not to disappoint your family.
All of your colleagues put all this effort into their food, and you come by in 15 minutes and throw that swill on the grill. You make me so disappointed.
I'm going to win.
Sunday, it's Brian LeCompte's birthday. Yeah. He looks great in his Mike Romero fashion collection because of Weight Not. He also shops Amazon and is a proud owner of the Road Trip DVD. That's it. We have one last letter. This is kind of a sad letter. We're going to share it with you here.
Very touching.
From Ryan Taylor, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like to send a birthday greeting out to my brother Holland, if possible. He would have been 25 on June 12th, but he passed away this past March. I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan. Mm-hmm. He was a huge fan of TMOS. And he listened to every show, as I still do. The two of us went to the Marioki event last December, and I had bought two tickets to the live show, but he passed before he could go. Mm. On a positive note, I was able to attend that show with my older brother, and we had a blast. We used to talk about the show all the time. It was a strong bond we shared over the last couple of years. TMOS helped me get through the darkest hours of my life after my brother's death. You made me laugh when all I wanted to do was crawl into a hole. Mm-hmm. Hearing you guys talk crap with each other helped me more than you'll ever realize, and it still does. Anyway, I don't want to bring anyone down, but if you could just say happy birthday to Holland from his mom and dad and his brother Nicholas and Ryan. Damn it, you got me. I was fine right up until the last paragraph.
It's a nice letter, though.
So from his mom and dad, his brothers Nicholas and Ryan, it would mean a whole hell of a lot to me. Peace, Ryan Taylor. Well, the Holland, we salute you, my friend.
Yes.
And safe travels. And that's good stuff. And does they know to press the button to start
Mark
the show?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Start the show, Mr. Mark Ronick.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut? And then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream.
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Mm. How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
Mm-hmm. With thin layers of banana on top.
The crones, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin. The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, boy. How'd you like to stuff one of them in a donut?
Get the honey, Junior.
Give him the honey, Junior.
What else did they cover with that chocolate? I mean, besides the orange wedges, grapes, peaches?
Those big, juicy-stemmed strawberries are dipped into that dark, dark chocolate.
Get the honey! Get the honey!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank
with Ross Bewack
and Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Grilling Show. Welcome to Friday, June 8th, 2012.
Yay.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show from the Cappy Pfeiffer Grilling Deck inside scenic, beautiful Manassas, Virginia. Our show today brought to you by Mangrates. This Father's Day, there's only one perfect gift, 100% made in America man grates. With these cast iron grilling grates, your dad can have steakhouse flavor at home. No flare-ups.
And no dry meat.
I hate dry meat.
Every man grate order comes with the world's best grill brush.
I use it to get marinade off Mike's fingers.
That was positively erotic, Rob.
Oh.
Plus, right now, a very special $20 price for Mike O'Mara Show listeners to get man grates for you or your dad. And wow, to get that special price, just click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Man grates!
That's right, we're rehearsing. RJ, I don't need photographs out here.
I think you can take mine up.
You want me to take yours up?
I think it's
all right, oh, Rob's, wow. Rob's food is coming off the grill.
Nice.
And we're gonna provide a plate for Mr. Todd Moore. And then, of course, we're all going to dive in during the course of the show. There's a lot more on the show. I have that written down inside, so I can't tell you what that is. Rob, I think that one needs just a little bit more.
All right, your call.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Rob, make sure he's not cheating.
I'm not cheating, Oscar.
Hey.
I'm not.
Hey. Hey,
oh,
how are you, Mike?
That's not good.
You need a spatula.
What's going on?
What's
happening?
Can you find me a spatula inside? Just a certain product had a little issue.
Oh.
Issue.
Here comes
the cheating.
No, yeah. This is not cheating.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is not cheating. This is making sure it's perfect.
Sure wasn't your product.
It was, hey, why don't you just behave yourself? You know what I mean? I'm doing the very best I can.
Hey.
It's a gorgeous day. Incidentally, the day before our ride for the house where it's going to be 86 degrees with dry temperatures and sunshine.
Perfect.
Be gorgeous.
Perfect. Mike, I have in front of me your list of your agenda for today's show, if you'd like me to read off the items to you.
Well, go right ahead, Buzz Burbank.
Number one, the grilling show. You've covered that.
Yes.
Number two, what's your favorite barbecue?
Ooh, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. When we get to eating, we will have that discussion as to what we look forward to the most.
Number three, you feel like your mother.
Uh-oh.
Maybe, did I write that right?
You did. You said, it says here, I feel like my mother.
I feel like Mama. My mother. That might have been, it's been a very busy morning.
It has. Number four, ride for the house, you just mentioned that.
Right.
You mentioned that Todd is here, so that's covered. And number five, let's see, it says hazing in the summer.
Yeah, hazing in the summer. There are some stories that have been out recently about that as far as college kids. Is that all you found here?
You have no metal
spatula.
You talk to the
guys, I'll get a spatula.
All right.
Yeah, how dare you,
well,
Rob.
It's not my kitchen, Mike.
All right, here we go. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
The man has no metal spatula, but he does have really loud headphones. God, I think my life just shortened by 2 weeks.
I feel like there's two shows going on here. The show outside on the deck is like the bucket list. And the movie.
Why? Is because of old people?
No, it's just you guys are just bitching at each other left and right.
Well, it's not my fault he has an ill-equipped kitchen.
See, there's more. There's more of it.
All I want is a flippin' metal spatula. Get it?
Did he get it?
Flippin'? No.
Well, moving on.
Mike,
yes, please.
Mike, at number six, you had that you feel like you felt like a queen at your daughter's birthday dinner.
Okay,
week.
Mike can't hear that, so I'll yell that to him.
All right.
Mike, at number six, you felt like a queen at your daughter's birthday dinner.
Yeah, I'll explain that in a minute.
And that's not even a spatula. It's
but
a pie server.
That's all I have to use.
I know. You have an ill-equipped kitchen.
Wow.
Jeez.
But damn.
But he's going to correct a problem that we had.
Snap.
I flipped Oscar's entry, by the way.
You did? Okay, good. Oh, very good. Now I'm flipping my own entry. Yeah.
Whose entry had the problem?
Well, that's great. Well, that's just effing great.
Well, what happened?
My entry is... up.
Oh,
make a note of that. Whoa. Make a note of that.
If only I could.
But hey, you have a backup entry ready to go, don't you?
Right, there we go.
Who's ever Mike the grill sounds amazing.
Why don't I just dice my entry? I screwed my entry.
You have another entry you could put on.
I know I do.
You guys got to stop talking about your entries.
All right,
especially back entries.
Yes.
That sizzling grill does sound great.
This grill sucks. This grill totally sucks.
That's another perspective.
I really wish I'd gotten the man grates and put them on here instead of having my original grates, which really suck. I freaking hate this show. What a stupid idea.
Yeah, what a dumb idea.
Whose idea was this?
Yeah, think Marx is ready.
What a dumb sponsor.
This is pretty
good. Yeah.
Hey.
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 Who?
What?
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 Where?
Where?
Can I, tell you that without, I'm probably indicting myself on the product that I brought in for the actual grilling show.
I don't see how that's possible.
Go ahead. I went into the fridge because I had gone grocery shopping and I had bought something that I thought I would enjoy.
But hold on a second. Are you going to eat that, Rob?
You bet your ass.
Are you
I
really
going
to eat that?
Yeah, burnt chicken fat is like sex.
No, you don't say that. You tipped the hand.
Yeah, but he didn't know whose it was.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Jeez.
Go ahead. Try it.
Hold on. It's hot.
Is it hot?
Red hot.
So I went into the freezer.
Right.
Rob's mouth looks like the guy on the wagon in Dances with Wolves. He better
I went into the freezer to pick out my meat or whatever I was going to bring today, and I found out that my girlfriend had already cooked it.
Really? What?
So I had to go buy something new.
She's a little too.
Sometimes help isn't.
That's cheating. Yeah. That's cheating, right?
Yeah, you can't bring
that's
it already.
Totally
cooked.
Cheating.
Yeah. So you got new and you're cooking. It's being cooked.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. But what I wanted to originally bring had been eaten. And we were supposed to experience that together.
Wow, this is serious.
It's almost breakup territory.
Rob, boys, back to the grill. Rob and I are standing outside on the grilling porch here, the weather center here at Channel 9. And let me ask Rob, what do you think about the status of this meat, specifically Buzz's product?
Well, Buzz's meat seems to be getting hard.
Yeah, if it's firm, it may be time to take it off.
Think Buzz's is ready.
Buzz, I need you to come out and take a look at it and you tell me what you think.
We're certainly, I think it should be time, so let me check it.
All right, now Buzz is heading out.
Buzz's product is done.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, get a separate plate for that.
Hey, should we put some money on this?
All right, I'm betting against me.
Well, you can't bet against
if
yourself.
My meat is stiff, it's done.
Well, I don't know if it's stiff.
I think Mark is like really, really confident when it comes
to
this.
Well, you know what it is? It's Mike gave it a good compliment before he put it out
on the grill. Looked like you actually went through some trouble.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to the most here.
Gentlemen,
so you think,
you should see all this beautiful meat.
Buzz, what do you think?
I think that looks done.
If I had a nickel.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
Thank you, Mike. Anything
we're not at a hedonism too, Buzz. You relax out there. I'm hungry now. Who's hungry?
I'm starving. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
All right, bring some. That can be. We can take that into the kitchen, and RJ can. No, he can't. No, he's not capable.
I can do something.
How about what?
What do you want to do?
What I'm not capable.
I will take
come
over
get
on
it.
The board. Mark can do the presentation and plating.
Mark, you're going to do the presentation and plating.
No problem.
All right, so we got a whole thing of meat ready to go for you.
You got it.
Nice. Let's take this brief moment and let you know that our friend Todd Moore has now ported, and by ported, now available on the Kindle Fire, White Noise for your Kindle Fire on the Amazon Marketplace.
Oh, the app.
Yes.
My God, the rich get richer. Mr. 1%.
But the rest of us sleep better.
That's right.
So happy.
Right now, Todd is tap moving and shaking a big bag of gold coins.
Well, I would like to plug Tech 4-in-1. We've been doing some fun stuff on the show. You know, we do the show for free, and we just added Ustream to it. Me and Oscar have it all set
looking
up.
Looking good.
Multiple cameras, and we're fielding questions from
Oscar
the chat room.
I don't really like it.
What?
No, I'm just saying that.
I listen every week.
I'm just having fun.
You know what, Rob, out of everybody, actually does listen.
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
Mark, I'm going to make a request. Go ahead.
You know what,
RJ
also listens.
And next show is going to be a big one, guys. June 11th, Monday, we're going to be talking all things Apple. We're going to be talking about the new iPhone 5.
On your show?
Yes, on my show.
Wow, you like Apple products?
We do, and this is the big announcement of the year. Apple announces the iPhone 5. They're going to announce iOS 6 and a whole line of new MacBooks. So we're going to cover it live on Ustream Monday, 8 p.m.
Yeah, huge show Monday.
Monday at 8 p.m. Todd, I wanted to ask you this because I heard the other day that somebody at Apple was saying they were embarrassed by Siri, that it didn't work out for them. Is that true? Have you heard that remark?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been complaining about it. We talked about this last
but
time.
But have you heard? Did somebody at Apple say they're embarrassed by
Apple
Siri?
Apple doesn't talk. Okay. Apple never talks.
But who doesn't have a woman they're
they
embarrassed by?
They always say a source at Apple, but they never say. There's never an official statement.
Siri ate their entree that was in the refrigerator.
No, I'm not upset.
This was
I get an earful when I get home.
So Monday at 8, that's the big show.
Monday at 8.
I'm walking into the kitchen right now. My hands are just covered with marinade.
Oh, yeah. I brought you a wet towel.
That's not marinade.
Yeah, I'm going to all the way over to the sink, though. I've got enough cable. Well, I had enough cable. Hold on a second.
Did you wash before you prepared the food, Mike?
I washed my hands, but I did a 3.5-mile power walk today, so I'm pretty stinky.
Nice.
Did you hold any of the entrees under your arm?
How's that food taste?
Between your cheeks.
That's salty.
That's right. Actually, some of the products for the specific cast members that I'm most fond of, I marinated it in my own special blend of juices.
It's Mike O'Mara's delicious pork steak.
Hotness.
That's right. I'll tell you, you've never tasted mystery meat till it's come out of the between two pillows.
Don't you feel like we cooked some of the meat like too short?
No, you want yours to cook as
specially
quickly.
No. Mine's fine. I'm talking about the bigger meats.
No, my meat is designed to cook fast and hot, and Buzz's meat started before the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, and here comes our first presentation.
Okay, now that's not all the products.
This smells good.
It really does.
Amazing. Yeah, there we go.
We should inform Mr. Moore that today he will be eating beef.
Yes.
Pork, lamb, chicken, and a fish product.
Wow. How do you, where do you weigh in on fish, Todd?
The gamut.
I usually like beef and chicken the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're ever in a restaurant, do you ever order the fish if it comes highly recommended? Or
yeah, I usually keep it safe, like mahi-mahi type. You know?
What do you mean safe? What does that mean?
Like, you know, whitefish, something that
he's not
going
to order anything crazy.
Yeah.
Mark,
yeah.
I need a plate out here to put some product on.
Grouper is delicious.
Thank we you need very knives much. And forks to enjoy yeah. this delicious.
Well, go get them, Buzz.
I will.
Looks amazing.
It appears that our first entree offering is that has been set down as some sort of beef product, and now Mark is here. You did used to work at a restaurant, didn't you? He's holding three
plates.
Oh,
wow. That is legit.
Yeah, we got some swordfish.
All right, I'm taking another
a marinated
product
pork.
It was
one.
Supposed to be
opinion,
a mystery fish.
This product that I'm taking
thanks
off
a
right
lot.
Now, the product that I just removed from the grill, in my opinion, might be the hit of the day.
Really?
And I'm not saying that with any kind of bias at all. It's just what I think looks the best.
All right, Mike, do you want to...
I need a platter out here.
Do you want to take a break so we can set up the tasting?
Mike. Let's set up the tasting. Yes, Buzz? Here's the platter. Oh, a platter. We got a platter? The platters that matter.
Nice.
What do you want? What?
Do we
want
to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay.
You have the next sponsor?
We will have it for you in a moment.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back on The Grilling Show. This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday, everybody.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, with you. No matter what.
Mike, there's nothing better than watching RJ pantomime to Todd. Smile! I'm taking a picture. Smile!
Very good, Rob. Thank you.
It smells amazing in
yes,
here, Mike. How are things winding up out on the grilling terrace?
It's a little hot. This segment of the program brought to you by Score Big.
Oh, it's a great place.
You know, you're going to have a lot of grills going on Father's Day, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
How about that segue? Don't skip your favorite sporting event. Don't let your dad sit there, you know, sweating his balls off over a hot grill. Take him to a game.
Sweat his balls off at the game, Mike. How are your balls?
Well, that'll be coming up later with a new sponsor. ScoreBig.com makes live events affordable.
That's right.
40% of live event tickets go unsold each year. We've told you about that with ScoreBig. Even when the stadium's full, thousands of tickets are given away to make it look like a sellout. ScoreBig works directly with the box office and other ticket providers. Because of the money he saved using the TMOS code, Kelsey Sims got better seats than usual at Camden Yards. With cash left over, Kelsey is another Score Big convert. We have hundreds of them.
They have
really discovered this wonderful website where you can get incredible days tickets for your dad. Go and check it out. That's ScoreBig.com. And all you have to do is use our little code, TMOS, to get $10 off your already incredible purchase. And we thank them. Back to the show. And right now, the last items, just a few items are left. I'm going to let you hear the grill. How's that sound, boys?
That sounds like we piped it in from a sound effect CD.
I'm going to do it
so
again.
Great.
Does that sound like summer?
Is that something that maybe could make the white noise at?
Well, that'd be awesome.
I could sleep to that.
Yeah,
the sound of melting plastic over a nice hot grill.
But you'd wake up sweating your balls off.
That's right. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem I have.
Right now we are watching the Todd and Buzz knife show as they are cutting up the meats in front of our very eyes.
All right.
Is the fish done?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. It is
very
perfect.
Good. What we're waiting is the chicken. We're waiting on the chicken. That should be momentarily.
Can we start the tasting without having the chicken
I think
hand?
You can start the tasting without that. I think,
okay.
Mark, do you want to tend to this and just see how it's done? I mean, with the way you you look like you know your way around a grill. What do you think, Mark?
I do. No problem at all. God.
Is he doing his radio voice?
Yeah,
he's doing some shtick.
I'm coming back
it's
in.
It's Thursday.
RJ, do I bring my microphone in or do I leave it out with Mark?
Nope, we can leave it right there.
Leave it right there.
But do bring your headphones.
Bringing my headphones.
Chow, chow.
Well, then I won't be able to hear any of that.
That's perhaps great. Mike will be here in just a moment.
Yes.
Okay.
So we actually now Buzz is going to start cutting the pork, and then our taste test can begin with Mr. Tomo.
Yeah.
Which
I
is
think
exciting.
once Mike makes his way in here.
Yes, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen,
there
Mike O'Mara.
Is. Emerald O'Mara.
Yeah, looks good.
Yes.
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
It looks perfect. Everything looks perfect.
Thank God for Mangrits.
I
I think I deserve a little bit of credit on that.
Thank you.
I think it looks fantastic.
Hi, how's my microphone working?
It's great, but you have no windscreen.
Do you mind adjusting your shorts?
Why?
Oh, they're riding.
Can you see my bag? You can't see my bag.
Oh, I can see your bag.
Adjust them so we can.
Mike's bag.
All right. Good stuff.
Who doesn't love Mike's
bag? Oh, dear God. Oh. That's my fault, not RJ's.
You've broken it.
All right, while we get set up, Mike.
Can I get headphone level? Is that possible in here? This is pandemonium. This is the most disorganized show we've ever done. But then again, it's a grilling show, and it's Friday.
Mike, it's summertime, and the living is easy.
Summertime, and the living is easy. It's great to be with all of you. And how about the windscreen? Is that around anywhere, huh? Or did you take that? I don't know where it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Flying around here. Thanks so much, RJ.
Hey, RJ, do you mind adjusting your jeans?
He's making that up.
Boy, what is with you and slacks today? Everybody.
You're doing a great job with the trimming right there. And
Buzz, if I ever need a knife guy, I know what to call.
Yeah.
And he's doing it with like a regular steak knife. He's not doing it with any kind of specialty knife.
Well, because the meat is fork tender. Because
Todd, are you ready to dive into anything?
I am so hungry, Mike. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Now, the way this is going to work, I think the best way to do this is for
Crash
Todd.
Guy.
Todd will select what he prefers. He will be able to eat these items in order of their appeal to him.
Okay.
All right. So what are you going to lead with?
And again, you're judging how?
Again, it'll be on taste, creativity, and
Burbank
level
with
difficulty.
The knife work. Look at that knife work with Buzz Burbank.
What's amazing is he's using what Oscar calls a silver knife, not a sharp knife.
Oscar, throw that yellow sheet over to me, will
no
you,
problem.
Brother? Thank you
How many
much.
Cats do you have buried in your backyard?
That's what the big secret
All
that we've
them.
Not known about was. That's good stuff.
One of them might not be buried.
Ooh.
One of them might be here today.
Pet cemetery.
I have no idea. I occasionally, when we do two shows, I write a lot of notes down. And I have no earthly idea why I wrote something down that says, I feel like my mother.
Oh, because you're wrangling kittens. We didn't work. We didn't help with the grill. We didn't do
because I remember that.
Is it an age-related thing? Is it something about your daughters?
Is it about the way your skin feels, like physical feeling?
I will tell you what I do remember from my daughter the other night from her birthday dinner on Wednesday night. What I do remember about that was the waitress came over and I said, like I do with most service, I said, what's your name? Because I always think it's good to get that personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
I got that covered.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
So she says, Eliza. I said, oh, you were named after the musical.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, I suddenly realized, well, who's the old queen at this table? Because it's a name from My Fair Lady.
Of course, of course.
Now, Todd
Moore. Oh, he's already dug in.
Is what are you trying first, Todd?
What is this? Just the beef?
That is beef.
All right. All right.
Now, I think we've got a real problem with our judge if he has trouble identifying the meat.
Well, what is this over here? What's the same?
There's a lot of beef.
Oh, there's a lot of beef. Yeah. I thought it was always different.
Beef continued.
No. Okay, beef continued.
Right.
But someone else made this beef.
Let's try it.
No. All the beef dishes, one person.
Oh, one person.
So move on to a different...
What was your initial thoughts of the beef?
I liked it. It had good flavor. It was kind of reminds me of maybe a little Monterey seasoning put on there.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, how about that? Yeah. Well, that guy on NBC.
Keith Morris?
Was it Monterey seasoning or the fingernails of his next door neighbor?
That would be... You're going to...
All right, going for the fish next.
I'm not
going
to let him know what it is.
He's touching everything, though.
Yes, he is. That's all right.
Does that bother you?
It does a little bit.
He's trying the fish.
What if I tucked a piece of meat in the couch?
Hold on. He's got a curious reaction with the fish.
Yeah, he's making a face.
Take another bite. See what happens.
Well, not if it's going to make you
ill. Well, let's get a comment first.
Well, I know this isn't supposed to be part of the judging, but it is a little cold.
Oh snap!
You know whose fault that is.
Yes.
That's right.
That would be me, the preparer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks cooked though.
It might have just been out for a while.
Who's shocked?
I love the fact that he found it.
Does it look rare
quick
in the middle, or does it look like it's been
cooked? No, it's cooked medium. It's not pink at all.
It's a little cold. Yeah,
yeah. Well, do you mean cold like sitting out cold?
That was a bad piece. I just got a better one.
Oh really?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Was it sitting out cold or uncooked cold?
It tastes a little uncooked cold.
Sitting out cold.
Well, that's okay.
Don't make that.
The next piece was great.
A lot of times, fish undercooked is not a problem.
That's true.
They call it sushi. They call it sushi. Delicious, lovely.
I will say there's not much flavor on the fish.
Not much flavor?
Not much flavor.
Does it taste like perhaps there wasn't enough care and time given to it?
Maybe, like a rush. Like, like someone rushed it.
A slower marinade process?
What do you think of its texture?
Texture's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Almost beefy.
Yeah.
Buzz, what are you enjoying over there?
I think I'm trying some of the pork that Todd just beef, I'm sorry, that Todd just tried a minute ago. Here's pork. Todd, you're going to try that.
Very good. Now he's trying the pork dish.
Mike had an early favorite in the pork dish.
See what he thinks of this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How about that?
Wow. Seasoned.
Nice.
Good, bold flavors.
Bold.
Bold.
Bold like flavors.
Very good marinade.
Very good marinade.
Can you describe the marinade? Solid.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to our guest, Todd Moore, who is a host, co-host of Tech 411 with Oscar Santana. That is also to be found on the Moore Radio Network. You can get that through our website at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And also,
and if it's all things tech. And if you've never listened to the show and you want to learn about all things that are happening, whether it be business decisions, new gadgets on the market.
Way.
In a fun way. Tech 411 brings
that
to
nice.
You every week.
Thank you.
It's nice.
What were you going to say, Oscar? I mean, Rob.
I was going to say he's also author of a book, Tap, Move, Marinate.
Okay. God, don't keep that man from his shtick. I'll be trying to get the plug in, but by God almighty, don't keep him from his shtick. So Todd's our resident judge here, and everybody that listened to yesterday's show will know what selections we have had and who's cooking what. We'll remind you, but then Todd's going to pick his all-time favorite.
He's trying
to Mark,
lamb
do we have
now.
Any extra plates lying around here, or is that it? I'm getting a little hungry looking at all
I
this.
Love the fact that you're eating the lamb. He's pulling off pieces of the rack, and he's eating it like a meat lollipop.
Oh, like strangely enough, all of the food was just for him.
That's right. Does he think that?
I hope not.
Oh, I'm going to eat it all.
I don't know. The fish was a little cold.
So what is your favorite? Boys, what is your favorite barbecue? I mean, if you really come right down to it, what is your favorite barbecue?
I think... You mean like stuff cooked on the grill?
What's your favorite food to cook like on the grill? Because I hate the fact that barbecue gets that, hey, it's barbecue, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Exactly.
I believe a barbecue is like, what do you like best cooked on the grill?
I think if you just want it to be the best thing possible, nothing beats a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger on the grill.
A freshly ground, like chuck.
It's way up there.
Got very nice.
Cheeseburger done right is just the best.
Chibuguchiga. What about you, Oscar?
Chorizo.
Chorizo. Oscar had a...
Which is a spicy sausage, right?
One of the... Probably, Oscar, maybe the very first time we ever really socialized together at your house is when you had... What was that meat that you cooked that day?
Carne asada?
Carne asada.
Oh, my God.
That's one of my favorites. I did some recently on the grill. It was to die for. Really good. Really
and I
good.
Think I have an idea what your answer might be, Buzz, but maybe you'll surprise me. What is your favorite thing to cook on the grill?
Honestly,
or eat on the
best tasting thing off the grill, a good steak. Any great tender steak, whether it's a filet mignon or whatever.
I thought you were going to weigh in with your turkey.
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't even think about that because that's just a once-a-year deal, but I do that on the Weber grill and the kettle and smoke it myself, and man, those are incredibly
good. That is
good.
The most incredible turkey when
it's
you do it.
It's very good, but I think steak's still my favorite.
Yeah. Rob, you better talk right now.
Oh, because you're eating?
Mm-hmm.
Going into it, Todd, what is your favorite grilled food? Since you are a judge, we should know you.
Oh, I'm going to go with steak all the way.
Okay, right. Really?
Yeah,
that's probably the most common favorite.
It pains me to know that recent report on how it causes cancer, that just hurts
everything
so bad.
Fun causes cancer.
Breathing causes cancer.
Buzz was talking today about how weed causes cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
It could.
So watch out, pal. You and your pot smoking.
I just had the lamb.
And how was the lamb?
It needed more flavor. I'm not going to lie.
Lamb
is not my favorite piece of meat.
Thank you.
So you really got to come out with some serious flavor.
You got to come out swinging.
You got to come out swinging.
It needs salt,
I'm going to tell you, as a lamb guy, as somebody who loves lamb, I'm going to say I love this lamb. Because I like the flavor of lamb.
Yes.
If you don't like the flavor of lamb, you're gonna have problems with this.
It,
but man,
it could use a touch more salt, and it could maybe be cooked a minute or two longer than we did.
It's really good for lamb. I will say
hard
that.
To judge.
A lot of times, people that like lamb, they actually try to bury the flavor of the
with
meat
with garlic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. something. And if you like the flavor of lamb, you will like this.
Garlic brings out the sweetness of the lamb meat.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying the
salt.
I'm on to the chicken. And chicken is boring, you know, and it needs a lot of flavor. I'm telling you, I'm not tasting the flavor on this dish. But it's excellent. It's so well cooked. Good job, Mike, on the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good piece of chicken.
So you want to flatter Mike on cooking the chicken, but you want to
So the chicken is lacking some flavor?
Needs flavor.
Perhaps you want to insult the guy
and,
who prepared
and maybe
it.
It's my fault for starting with some of these other dishes
we
that
need salt
had
too.
A lot of flavor to it. So maybe that's my problem.
Well, maybe the guy who put together the chicken didn't really work hard at it, you know?
That could be the case.
I doubt that sincerely.
Really? Maybe what he did.
I'm trying the pork right now, though.
Yeah, isn't that great?
The pork is the only meat where the effort was put in. Because the meat is permeated with flavor.
I agree. The pork is great.
It is absolutely incredible. Yeah. And I think Buzz is right, though. And I think maybe that speaks to all these marinades. Maybe they all need salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could be.
And I almost choked to death. This is good. And now we're having another one of the eating shows where obviously I'm going to be the only one that can talk.
We're all talking.
I've chosen my favorite. Not that it matters.
Can you go top five? Is that possible?
Sure.
Do we have five?
Yeah, I think we have five dishes there. So you have to start with your fifth favorite.
My fifth favorite would be...
Or the loser.
Okay.
The bringing up the rear. The worst thing that you ate today.
From our judge, Todd Moore.
And the three criteria, again, just to remind those of the viewers at home.
Yes.
It's going to be taste, creativity, and level of difficulty.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And incidentally...
Hasn't that changed every time you've asked for the three levels?
When he goes 5-1, when he mentions his fifth...
Mm-hmm.
I will out the author of the food.
Okay, all right, good.
Nice.
Very good.
I think that's a good plan.
Then at number 5, Judge Todd Moore, what do you say?
This is a tough decision.
The fish, for the record, was swordfish, and it was cold, remember. Imagine it warm.
The person who cooked it I'm
eating it warm right now, and it tastes a little bit like somebody's ass.
Yeah, it does. Oh. An unclean person's ass, Mike.
Yeah, but you know what? Chicken's so easy to
Why don't
do
we just let
up.
Todd make all the right, announcement? All right.
Let's go to the judge.
I'm sorry, Oscar. It's going to be fish.
Oh.
At number 5,
oh,
swordfish from
Oscar Santana's fish.
Damn it.
So it's fish at number 5.
And can you tell us about your selection process of the fish and how much time actually went into it, Oscar? On microphone, dear.
Well, I initially wanted to bring in Chilean sea bass.
Sure.
But I couldn't find it in the freezer.
Where'd you get your fish, Mr. Rockefeller?
The sea bass was from Whole Foods.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had sea bass?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring in.
I'm asking you what you got. What you
I'm going through
story.
My process.
All right,
there's a story behind this.
Yeah.
All right,
so
you'll be fascinated.
I've got
riveted.
You're riveted. You're eating.
Mm-hmm. Mike, he is the tale teller.
Yes.
I'm afraid my chicken is raw.
Yeah, you know, I just
that's not
my
good.
Teeth bounced out a little bit. Too.
I told you it came out quick.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's
now, that's not my fault because I left somebody to tend the grill.
Oh damn.
Somebody to tend the grill, and even though he was there, I asked him for 5. Minutes mm-hmm. of attention to that. Oscar, Mark, this chicken needs to... It's not my fault!
You took off 5 pieces and said, all right, can you handle the rest? I said, sure. So you had already claimed a bunch of them cooked. I checked the rest, and I thought they were cooked through.
This chicken's got to be put back on the grill.
Oh, did you feel the sliminess?
Maybe the lamb, too.
All I know is...
No, the lamb's perfect.
The lamb is perfect. All I know is the chicken skin is done, Mike. It's
so
delicious.
No.
Chicken on my sucks. Way into work today, I said, well, where am I going to get some exotic fish? Where can I go to get something different? Not salmon, not tilapia. You know,
went
something
to a fishmonger?
Right. Yeah. And I stopped by Food Lion.
Whoa.
Oh.
I thought I tasted bleach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ammonia.
You know what's great about Food Lion fish is it really is fresh 2 days ago.
Right.
That's the first time
fresh in Taiwan a month ago.
That's right. The first time in my life I've ever been into a Food Lion.
La, la, la.
Hey, Todd, would you be a deer and give me another piece of lamb, please?
Sure.
And I went to the back and they had 2 pieces of swordfish, so I picked those up.
Nice. Very good.
And then you put them in your refrigerator and something else happened.
No. And I threw them in my cooler, brought them here.
Oh, cool. Right, you did travel in a cooler?
Yes.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Too bad you came in fit.
Yeah, Buzz is right. The lamb, I undercooked the lamb a little bit, but I don't mind undercooked lamb.
No, neither do I generally, but it does definitely need salt. Mm-hmm. Definitely need salt. Mm-hmm.
All right. So at number 4.
Number 4, it was kind of a toss up, but I'm going to have to bring level of difficulty into this, and I'm going to have to go with the chicken.
Chicken. Oh, and that's me.
Yeah, Michael. Mike O'Mara's world famous pink chicken.
I would rank it higher. I liked it.
Thank you, Buzz. I put a minimal effort into that. I went out and I bought these in a bag Jack Daniel's marinade.
I've never seen this product before. It's great.
And you put it in. Now, I think it would be fine, but I think really, I'm a big believer. If you're going to marinate something, you marinate it for days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not hours. Right. And I put this like on for 2 hours. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Although the skin is excellent, Mike. Uh-huh. I do like it. I will eat all the chicken skin that's left.
Generally, overnight isn't long enough to marinate any kind of meat.
8 hours, I think.
Is it painful to know that you grilled everything and you still came in 4th?
It does suck.
Yeah, right?
Because I really thought I'd do better with my chicken.
Because you would, if you're on the grill, you actually have to look out for what you have on the grill.
And
you
also, know, it shows that you were fair.
You know what? You didn't have to do the extra kick. I felt the first one. The first one.
It shows also that you are extraordinarily fair because you tried hard for everybody as you did for yourself. And also, I applaud you for using the best cut of meat when you grill chicken. Bone-in thighs.
The bone-in thighs. But you know what? I'll be totally honest with you. And I've come to this conclusion.
Yes.
I put the skin on there because this was a competition, and I wanted to have skin on it. I'll take the boneless, skinless thighs or
fantastic.
Bone-in skinless thighs any day of the week.
I wish you could just buy the skin.
I know you do.
Wouldn't that be great?
I've actually had good luck lately with boneless, skinless thigh meat on the grill.
It's good stuff.
And it cooks so fast.
It does, and it doesn't dry out, and it's crazy good. And by the way, I would give the chicken, I would put it in second place.
There you go. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Take your face out of his ass.
Thank you.
Then I wouldn't be able to taste its delicious goodness.
Then you would discover the secret to the marinade.
All right, let's move on.
Coming in
top three here.
Yeah.
Yep, number three. And I'm giving more credit to the lamb, but I'm choosing the lamb mainly because I'm not a big fan of it, but right. it actually tasted good to me because I usually don't like lamb,
nice. Mm-hmm.
But this was a good dish.
And who made it?
That was me.
Ah, and what was your secret behind it?
Partially sage, rosemary, thyme, garlic, salt, pepper, and a little olive oil.
And all the other Simon and Garfunkel songs.
That's right.
And now the Sounds of Silence.
Nice rack.
But it was delicious. And I disagree. I don't think it was undercooked. I like it a little red in the middle.
A little bit, yeah, but some of the pieces were a little bit better.
You could have used one more minute on the
grill. One more minute on the grill.
And I also think that a little salting during the plating would have helped it a lot.
Yes.
Too,
that's so. Right. And I will tell you, though, I am so disappointed at my chicken. I am so pissed off.
You shouldn't be.
My grill, the first thing that happened when I put my friggin' chicken on the grill was all the skin came off and fused to the grill because I'd had the grill I'd done a power washing of the grill grates.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have done that. I should have just let them season.
You had also a small rookie error. You should not have put it on skin side down first.
Ah, that was a rookie error because you cooked the skin on top and then it.
Exactly.
I feel so
rough. It is delicious. So the marinade
is there
is
any chicken that's even edible?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at my thigh that Mark put on my plate,
and
the heart's still beating.
My teeth bounced out, so I might zap it in the microwave after the program.
Yeah, we got to put it right back on.
Give it a little shot in the arm, a little booster, sir.
Is the grill still on, Mark, or did you turn it off?
I turned it off. Okay. He turned all the burners on high and started the rotisserie.
All right, so we're at number three with
lamb.
The lamb was number three.
So now we're in the top two.
Top two, baby.
Top two, and if anybody cannot fulfill the duties of the other... No, nobody can sue for fraud this competition.
No. The chicken is good.
Yes,
the chicken. It's raw. It's strong. It's a
yummy,
winner.
Wonderful. And do you think we'll get sick eating this stuff? Since
no.
The chicken, definitely.
Yes.
Thanks. I think the fish. Food lion.
Food lion fish. That's great.
Food lion.
What could possibly go wrong?
I guarantee you that swordfish was packaged as chicken last week.
Oh. Spoken like a man who has one drinking glass in his entire condo. All right, so I guess this is it right now. We have to hit the timpani because whoever's number two will determine who's number one.
Who's left?
It's between pork and beef.
And who are those two guys?
Well, in no particular order, it is me and Mark with the last two dishes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And now, Todd Moore from Tech 411, creator of the White Noise app.
That's right.
And an all-around bon vivant good guy.
That's right.
Who is the winner?
Who made second place, right? Second place first?
Well, winner or second
place? Well, if you announce second place, you'll know
the winner. Just like the Miss USA pack.
I think he should announce his favorite.
Are you okay with
it? Yeah, I'm fine.
I think the drama...
You didn't eat any of your caramels before we started.
No. Make a nice dessert.
To make the drama the best, he should announce the winner now and not second place.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Let's do it again.
Timpani. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Moore.
Jesus Christ.
All around bon vivant. Do you have a vault today?
I got a couple things I could play.
All right, very good. And the creator of the White Noise app and Tech 411 host and a close personal friend of slightly odd Steve Wozniak. Who is the winner?
I'm choosing Mark with the pork.
The pork! Oh!
Yeah! Totally agree.
He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. He sure did.
Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think the first thing I asked Mark, when you looked at Mark's pork tenderloin in a bag, you could just tell that baby had been marinated. You marinated it overnight.
I did, and it's basically a teriyaki type of sauce. I put soy in it, some ginger. There's garlic, some garlic powder. There's some onion. And I marinated it overnight. That was the big thing. And some sesame seeds as well.
Your lovely wife, Melissa, was not involved at all?
All she did for me was cut the fat off.
Really?
Yes.
And did she...
Is that code?
Yeah, that's like a happy ending.
It's good.
That's exactly what it is when he finishes doing it.
It is so good, Mark.
It's great.
Is this something you prepare normally for your family?
Actually, this
was
a first try.
Good job.
Oh, my God.
You will return to this.
Will you marry me?
This is, I can't believe the taste. And I think you're right, Mike. I think it's all about just soaking overnight.
And I really think you hear about it all the time, but I'm about to make my big change here. Everybody cooks beef and chicken burgers.
Right.
Pork rocks I mean, it
and
kicks ass on the grill.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's delicious.
It is the best.
I love it. I do love it.
Well,
so,
a deserving winner.
Can I say something about the beef that I chose? Because it's something that I have discovered.
Do.
It is a cut called the tri-tip. And I can only find it right now at Costco.
I had a couple of fraternity brothers that pulled that on a sorority sister.
The tri-tip? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is actually from the bottom sirloin. What did you just do? Charlie. Charlie.
Holy
it is. It is cut from the bottom sirloin, and it is cut in strips, so it grills very fast. It's got a really great flavor. It was also marinated overnight, but a simple marinade, and there was no Monterey.
You make
seasoning.
A speech like you were expecting to win.
What was your marinade?
I was.
You were?
Yes.
It is good. What was your marinade?
A little cider vinegar, a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and remember, it's really hard to over-salt
Mark, can you just
beef.
Hand me a piece of beef?
Don't underseason
it. With my hand.
And some garlic, a little fresh garlic.
It was really good, Rob. I enjoyed it immensely.
Well, yeah, but
I keep eating it. I
cool.
can't stop.
Thank you.
It also came up with a little second place.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was
well,
how
Mark
many
just
spots
knocked it out.
And how many spots is second ahead of fish? I'm no good at math.
Would anyone mind if I said, even though I did not win, in fact, I didn't even come close to winning, would anyone mind if I said a few words about my chicken?
I wish
I think
would.
You should.
A lot of people don't are confused about the chicken thigh, and I'd like to tell them about it. Okay.
Please.
These chickens are not free range. They are kept in very, very close quarters and overfed with plenty of antibiotics so that they fatten up rapidly.
That explains
then at
it.
The preordained time, usually inside of a year, the chickens are fed into what they refer to very warmly as the killing house.
Oh, yeah, the slaughtering?
In the killing house, the chickens are beheaded and then bled and degutted. Mm-hmm. And after that, the chickens are deboned and feathered, and then their thighs are chopped off.
That's
I
nice.
Can taste the love, Mike.
and then, of course, they make it to your grocer's food section, meat section, where they are devoured by countless barbecuers over the weekend.
That sounds so fantastic.
Where'd you pick your guy up?
Mine, I got him at the Wellington Giant.
Ooh.
Where's Wellington?
Huh?
Classic.
Wellington?
It's in England. It is in England. I flew last night after Catherine's birthday celebration. Yeah.
Your private plane.
And
right.
My private plane, I flew to Wellington, England. And it's the home of beef Wellington.
Of course.
Rob, are those the bites you normally take when you are at home at the barbecue? Because really... I would imagine if that's the case at a family barbecue, I would think that the Spiewaks would gather around the table rapidly to get it before you put half of the steer into your mouth.
Robert still has fork marks on his hand from trying to reach from me. But no, actually, I don't eat much at a family barbecue. I'm mostly drinking. I didn't. This is the first time I had a chance to taste Mark's pork. It's all right.
Damn.
I cut comically
that's actually
large bites.
Very good,
bites.
Rob. What's the matter with you?
Where did you go, Buzz?
Where did I went to Wegmans to get the rack
classy.
Of lamb and then brought it home
classy.
And seasoned it. And mine was sort of sat in the seasonings overnight, but it didn't soak through the meat as much as I would have liked. I would give myself a lower grade than Todd would. I would have put myself in fourth. I agree the pork was the best. I thought the chicken was second best. Beef third best, only because it was not quite as tender as I would have hoped, but
right.
The flavor was great. I would have made the lamb fourth and the fish.
You
know,
tenderness is the one thing that you kind of sacrifice on the tri-tip, but the flavor is really exceptional.
Yeah, it is good.
So.
I think tri-tip would be the horniest name for meat that
you
I think would
think so?
Of. Yeah, a tri-tip.
How about a pork butt?
Tri-tip. Not as bad as the tri-tip. You know my buddies, the brothers Katrumpis.
Yes.
Right? George and Willie.
The Greek fellows.
They've had restaurants and they're caterers and they know that. And I used to go to the Greek Easter celebration at their house. They took those little lamb chops, which are basically a rack of lamb, and they cut the chops off of it.
Right.
And they would marinate those bad boys for 5 days.
Really?
5 days. And I want to tell you something. That is the closest thing to candy you would ever eat that was a meat product.
Yeah.
It was absolutely off the hook, incredibly good.
And a lot of people don't know that a marinade will also speed up your cooking time because the acidicness or the acidity of the marinade starts to break down the tissue.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of Rob's Magic Audio Vault. And I should have some sponsors lying around, but I got no idea where the hell they are.
They're
we'll
coming
be right
to
back.
You.
Food coma.
I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah, you entertain a question, sure.
I'm trying to eat Rob's beef.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is beef, right?
Yes, as far as you know.
Delicious.
This is not tasty meat.
No, it's not horse.
Another type of meat?
It's not horse, and you're unaccustomed to the cut. That's why... That's why it feels a little.
I feel like I feel like I've got a piece of a leather pair of pants in my mouth.
Wow,
Mike, can I try?
Maybe you can wash it down with some chicken.
Like a night in DuPont Circle.
May I attempt to reenact his time at Costco when he chose?
Thank you.
When he chose this cut of
please do, and I hope you use a character voice.
I will.
Good. Get ready, America. And Todd, if you've never seen him do voices, you're gonna want him to do this on Tech 411 all the time. He does lots of great shtick.
Let him do it, Rob. Let him do it. Calm your ass.
Here we go.
I love Costco so much. I wonder what kind of beef I'm gonna get for the grilling show. Oh, I got here. I got steak. I got filet. I got beef, so I really can get anything. Oh, that tri-tip's on sale. Oh, I'll get that.
Tri-tip.
Well, how much did you pay for your fish?
Now we have to
how much
examine.
Did you pay for your fish?
Spotlight on Mr. Rob Spielak right now. Is it? Would it be safe to say that the tri-tip was the cheapest cut of meat in the steak department?
I did not look at the cost.
You
I can tell you how
cost?
Much I paid. I paid $22 for the pack.
For the pack?
Yeah, and it was...
That's a lot of meat for $22.
It is.
You got a big bang for that $22.
And it is what
that
I would have
gotten
at
you
home.
Three strip steaks.
That strip steak's probably a pair of them.
Yeah, no, at Costco, you get probably $24 would get you three good strips. You know those packs of three
that they have? And they're right. Excellent. They're excellent. But I also wanted to kind of expand your horizons. This is an up-and-coming cut of meat, you see.
So, you will not cop to the accusation you simply purchased the tri-tip because you're a cheap F.
No. Although, that might be the reason that I tried it the first time. Mm-hmm. I go back to it because I enjoy it.
Now, really? Fair is fair. What do you pay for the fish?
I think it was $6 a piece.
$6 a piece?
Yeah.
And it was swordfish.
Yes.
Old, tired swordfish.
And he was so excited. You should have seen him. He had a bottle of that green Tabasco sauce, putting three drops on, saying, this is really going to matter.
You know what my mistake was, really? I put the lamb on first. The lamb came out okay, but it was a lot of meat to cook.
Yeah. Right.
But I will also tell you, I didn't put the chicken on first, and I could have put the chicken on second, right after the lamb, and it would have been perfect. Unfortunately, I didn't cook it long enough.
It was tasty, though. I did like the marinade.
So the chicken was cooked that you ate?
Well, I just ate around the edges that were cooked.
Okay.
I haven't done this before.
He didn't get to the gooey center.
Right.
This portion of the program is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. Celebrate Oakton Wine Shop's first anniversary, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Thursday, the 7th, features five breweries. That's today. Yesterday.
That's right, because today's Friday.
We can't mention yesterday because this
into
is Friday
past.
Show.
Right.
Hold on. I'm not paying any attention.
Whoa. I thought you declined that.
What are they doing today? Let me see. All right.
Today is a vintner.
Today, the tasting of over 35 wines from around the world, as well as cheeses. Breads and cupcakes. I'm really sorry. On June 9th, a portion of all sales go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Tomorrow.
And there's a special gift. For all purchases over $100, limit one purchase on Saturday, June 9th. For more information, visit OaktonWineShop.com or hit their ad on our website. And you can also get those bottles of wine that we were signing like maniacs before the show.
Yeah, we signed them yesterday.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
20 bottles.
So what do you have in the audio vault today?
We finally got Regis Philbin to say what we've been waiting for him to say all these years, Mike.
I feel a little gay.
Yes.
He
finally admits to it.
He was on the Hot in Cleveland program last night.
Did you open the audio vault? Did I miss that?
Oh, my God.
Wow, you
effed
up.
Something got out.
Oh,
you
there's food.
Up.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's really bad.
You're in trouble now, buddy.
Really bad. And now what that means is I can't open it now.
No.
Because it's a myth.
Yeah.
It's
just, but he can close it and then reopen it.
I don't know what to do.
He's totally mind-deaf.
Is this the first time this has ever happened?
Yes, it's unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened
before.
So
confused.
I don't know how that got out.
I'll edit it out.
Rob,
But it happened, Mark.
Oh, you can throw one in, Mark.
Can't change history.
Wow. Boy, that sucks.
So sorry, we didn't say Rob. Simon Says.
No, that's right.
Face!
Rob, are you okay? I don't know what to... Rob's getting a little peaky.
I feel...
A little green.
I feel so queer.
Not gay, Rob? Not gay?
Queer meaning different. All unsettled. Right.
There it is. Now it's officially open.
Well, that was just a little thing that got up. Well, you know, maybe we just need to re-caulk the vault. Just need to, you know, there's some bad scenes.
This is
some
not
caulking.
A bonus show.
That's right. Okay.
Re-caulk the vault.
Regis was on the Hot in Cleveland show last night, and he played a obviously over-the-top flamboyant hairdresser.
Yes.
But here's the gimmick. He's not really gay.
What?
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Do you want to hear some of the great acting that you missed by not watching TV Land?
I still hate Regis.
I know. But we love him.
Right. We love
him. But
hate
we hate him. Mm-hmm. We'll see how much of this we can take.
Right. But no more scented candles.
And then no more
David Spade.
Then no more ABBA. And if you get the date the customer is,
so do I. Okay. Then be my guest.
If you get to meet the customers.
I mean, and the accent gets so thick after a while with that. He's 90 years old. Just retire.
He's playing.
Go on a golf course somewhere, for Christ's sake.
He's playing gay.
Because I got the customers.
Now, another interview that will break this weekend is okay. Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter. Uh-huh. And she is really striking.
Very attractive lady. Yes.
Really mm-hmm. almost like girl. Like drop your drop everything you're doing and look. Because her eyes are incredible. And she's actually coming out saying that she feels like she had a pretty normal childhood.
Mm-hmm. And was the issue of whether or not she's his biological daughter, did that ever come up?
That's not in the preview. We have to wait and see how Oprah does it. This is an Oprah show that's on.
I got
this
news
weekend.
For you. I mean, I'm not a genealogist, mm-hmm. but you know, really, if you look at her, it appears that she doesn't have any Michael Jackson in her.
She appears to be a trifle Scandinavian.
She does. She doesn't seem like she is, you know, the daughter of that. Was it a blonde white woman that he married?
Wasn't it Debbie Rowe?
I think she was blonde. Right. I think she was fair hair.
Yeah, Mike Rowe's sister. Like,
and an African American man. The kid does not look like
that. Yeah, but she doesn't even look like Debbie Rowe.
Doesn't look like Debbie Rowe at all.
Yeah.
Like, which would speak to maybe an adoption.
Find me the prettiest baby out there.
Or.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Anyway, but she says that even though Michael Jackson made the kids wear masks all through their childhood, mm-hmm. and I mean, not just like Halloween masks, there's like the weird.
The veils.
Masks. Yeah, veils, yeah. all sorts of weird stuff. She said it didn't bother her and explains why.
What did you think about that then?
I was really confused. Like, I didn't get why I was wearing a mask, but I understand it now. Why my dad would want our face to be covered. Like, mm-hmm. when we went out without him, we wouldn't be recognized and we could have a normal childhood.
It makes sense, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what he said at the time. And
but I wouldn't have recognized Michael Jackson's kids anyway without the mask.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's not like when you're Michael Jackson mm-hmm. and you're walking out with a Sgt. Pepper's jacket on, that covering your face is going to make that big a difference.
But she was talking about being out without dad.
Yeah, but
that allowed them to go out without dad and not be recognized.
See, no, I disagree. I agree with Buzz. If they're going out and
without
they're covered
dad.
With veils without dad, nobody's going to know that they're just normal kids.
Yeah, but what she's saying...
They would go out without the veils and no one would care.
Yeah,
they would go out without the veils.
Yeah, but only when they were with Michael. See, they didn't want...
I'm so confused. What the F's going on?
Basically, is this? This is the deal. You're a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want people knowing what your kids look like when they're around you.
Right.
So because they're not around you all the time, when they're not around you, they don't wear the veils, they can go do what they want.
Oh,
no one's
so the reason
around.
They were covered up is so that they would not be tied into Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Precisely.
Now I understand.
So
thank
actually
you for
makes,
explaining it.
It makes a little bit of sense.
Well, the audio vault thing really messed him up.
And also, the tri-tip wasn't cheap.
The tri-tip.
$12 a pound,
The tri-tip was not cheap. We have established
that. That's right.
So it was fine.
No, still think we should do second place first.
And while we are doing bottom line stuff,
yes.
The fish really did suck.
I own it.
And somehow, in his generation, that makes it okay.
It's fine.
I own it.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, you burned my house down. Yeah, I own it. Paris Jackson says she had a normal childhood.
Very good.
He had his doubts, because I remember he told us that when he was younger, he didn't really have a childhood. Like, he would always be stuck in the studio singing and while other kids were out playing. And he wanted us to have that. Huh. So we would, a lot of times, we'd go to Chuck E. Cheese and everything. And Chuck E. Cheese and Toys R Us were our favorite places to go.
Went to Chuck E. Cheese with his kids?
You know, I was thinking about this. I don't know where I was. It might have been at Jimmy's, and they were playing some Michael Jackson. And I was listening to it, and they were cranking, and it just started up. And I missed him. I miss him.
Great
I think he had potential to make one more decent album and have
maybe
one more crack at it.
Maybe even more than that.
You listen to his music, and I remember that era and how people respond to it. And when you think about Michael Jackson's level of celebrity, you've got a guy... When you have the level of celebrity where they gather outside your hotel balcony and wait for you to come out there to wave at the crowd, that's a different kind of celebrity.
Yeah, his music is great, and it holds up. Did you see the documentary, the one that they did after
This is
he
it?
Got, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And it's also gut-wrenchingly sad.
And if he'd lived, maybe he'd had more number one hits than Paul McCartney.
That's very true. What is with you guys today?
I got nothing else to do.
Man.
You know what you think? If we all leave feeling that way,
yeah,
like you're feeling right now,
yeah,
then our jobs are done.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. I tell you who should feel bad, though, Mike.
Who?
Is a 14-year-old West Virginia disc jockey.
Okay, I've heard this.
Named Caden Cowager.
This is so out there.
And this is so sickening. And it's, first of all, it's wrong to have a 14-year-old on the air anyway. It's wrong that the kid would want to be in radio the way it is now. But listen to what he's saying on his talk
show. Well, before you play this, I want to get, for for the purpose of explanation,
okay.
I just want you to know he's parroting Limbaugh, Hannity.
Of course.
And he's got the patter like they have, that authoritarian delivery.
It's sickening.
That's the real disturbing part of this. I know his parents, and they're fine. They're bigots, and they discriminate against gay men. But listen to how he articulates his point here. He
at
is
age
trying,
14.
He is trying to be a little Sean Hannity Limbaugh Beck.
Right, that's what he's trying to do.
I'm going to tell you this, guys. President Obama, Vice President Biden is making kids gay.
Is.
Obama, if you're encouraging, you are making kids gay. You are saying that it is all right to follow this belief. It is completely natural. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not immoral. They are encouraging kids to think, well, you know what? You know what? They're talking about being a homosexual, and they're saying that there's nothing wrong with being gay. So you know what? I think I might try
that
out for a little bit.
That's all he gets on my show. Thank you very much. Little racist bastard. Little bigot, you know. Yeah. And the thing is, he thinks he's so much better. I can see these parents where you go, Billy, you did a fantastic job on that show. He's going to be big, and he's going to be a big star. He's going to be bigger than Rush Limbaugh. I swear to God he is. He's going to be incredible.
I like what ye say.
Speaking from an even greater position of ignorance than those who went before him.
Yeah.
This is what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and then they spotlight him, and he's all over the internet, and that makes him more of a phenomenon, because that's the way society goes.
Which is why I want to focus on something we can all agree on, Mike, musical theater.
Well, I want you to do that when we come back.
Oh, very good.
We'll get a few more. You got a kicker for us, one story, or you got a little something? No, if you don't.
Run out to the car.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. You'll wrap up the show when
you
we come back.
You bet I will.
We'll come back with more of the show. Excuse me. Right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hit it, boys.
Jesus. Chicken trifle undercooked.
Welcome. I hope everything stays down.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to the final segment of our grilling show. And we want to thank Food Lion, Giant Food, Harris Teeter Wegmans, and, of course, Todd Moore from Tech411. Todd, besides the White Noise app, with God knows you've been squeezing all the blood out of that turnip for a while.
That's all I got, Mike.
Anything new on the horizon at all, Todd?
I'm working on some new game titles. Ooh. And Windows 8, of course, has got me a little bit excited. That's coming out this year. Very cool. I want to be part of that app store.
How cool was it for you to have lunch with Steve Wozniak? How cool was that?
It was amazing. I'm not going to lie.
He's brilliant,
just,
man.
He's so smart, and he's so nice, and he's just a big kid with toys. That's awesome to talk to.
Very cool. Our show is brought to you by Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Devin uses natural ingredients. It's the shaving cream that Rob puts on his head.
I have a sad story to tell you.
No harsh chemicals.
It may hurt your feelings a bit.
And it's good to your face.
Last night when I walked into my bathroom. I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both got bumps. Get Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to hear more of it.
You know what? We play a record today. It's Friday. I'll play the entire song today.
We wanted to
hear it now.
You want it now? Okay.
God, there's so many times you leave. If it's Paul McCartney, he'd leave it up for 5 minutes.
It'd be five more cuts.
Yeah. What, Oscar?
I don't mean to belabor a point here, but did you close the audio vault?
No, because we're not done with it.
Oh, yeah, we're continuing it into the next
segment. I really appreciate the fact that you don't want to belabor it, you suffering prick.
Wouldn't have happened if we'd announced second place first.
It's still open.
Oscar's blushing. Look.
Listen, turn this up. Let's listen. 1920 something.
Gotta be. Yeah.
That's right.
I think I'll break off with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Her antics are queer, I'll admit.
Queer.
Each time I say, darling, I love you.
Yes.
She tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
I love that song. Read all about Spencer and Devin at SpencerDevon.com. That's SpencerDevon.com.
Great product.
Or click their ad on our website.
Baby fell out of the window.
This is a sad story.
Okay. You think that her head would be split.
I would think that, yes. Yeah. Wow,
but good luck was with her that morning.
Was it now?
Thank goodness.
She fell in a barrel of shaving.
Okay. Click the app for Spencer and Devin on .com. Spencer and Devin Shaving Cream, Smooth the Savage Blade.
It's great on my head, Mike.
It really is good stuff, and I know you use it every day.
An old lady died in a bathtub.
Oh, dear.
It's sad.
She died from a terrible fit.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream.
That's a great song.
Do you know the artist?
Who is it?
Paul McCartney. No, Benny Bell. Benny Bell was shaving
cream. We got
cream.
Time for a couple more audio vault clips, and then we got to get out of here for
All
the
right.
weekend.
Musical theater, Mike. I know we love it. What do you think is going to be the biggest next big hit on Broadway? Got to be 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, dear. Here it comes.
And here is a guy who is on YouTube and has set actual passages from this dirty book to music. I think it works wonderfully.
He bit my lip. I jumped moaning. My hands fisting in his hair. His tongue swept into my open mouth. Swelling. Thoughts of Theo slapped at me. Away. As William sucked on my tongue. William sucked on my tongue.
That's funny.
You like that?
50 Shades of Grey. That is making the rounds, isn't it?
It sure is.
How about a little more?
I was vaguely aware when he opened my jeans, but not fully until his hand slid into them, inside and down, teasing over the most sensitive part of me.
I'm so there.
Wouldn't it be great? Great scenery, big star.
It's, you know, it's a delicate balance, because if it was just a little more serious, it might be erotic.
That's right, like this clip, Mike.
My hips arching to drive them deeper. Deeper. His mouth moved down my neck, licking a path down my chest. Down my chest. I don't know when he did it or how, but the front clasp of my bra opened and he shifted his head.
Nice. And once again, like when we were reading it on this very show, the room gets strangely quiet.
Yes.
You hang on every word.
I'm sorry, what? Do you have anything more, or can I close it for you?
You close
right
it for
close
you.
Close it right now. That's all right. Right. I want to wrap up the show on a serious note here, if I can, because tomorrow we really want to get a great turnout for the ride for the house. And we talk about the ride, we talk about the route, we talk about the party, and then we make reference to Fisher House, and we mention the fact that they build houses for military families. I don't talk enough about Fisher House on this show. I know you think I do, but the real truth of the matter, it's not just people that serve in combat that come back with, from war injuries. It's any veteran that wants to be near their families and is experiencing financial difficulties doing that. There is a Fisher House that is built on the campus of every major medical military facility in the country. It's a wonderful organization, and tomorrow we're going to try to just drop a little something in the bucket.
Sure.
If we get, to help give us. You an idea how much we need, if we get 300 bikes out there, we're going to raise about $10,000 for Fisher House.
Don't you want to make that happen?
I'd love to do better than that. And I'm not speaking just to the people that I want to show up for the first time. I'm talking to the people that are already coming. Yes, we'd like a $20 donation. If you can throw more into the kitty for that, we would sincerely appreciate
it. By another hand.
You know, the whole issue of support the troops, I think a lot of people hide behind the issue. A lot of people use the issue. But I think it cuts through politics. Mm-hmm. And I think I find that out. And that's why I ride in Rolling Thunder every single year. I talk to the vets, and I talk to people that have been over there. I've been to Walter Reed Hospital. I've seen these guys. The level of bravery is not something that I don't think I can even relate to,
right,
because I don't think I'll ever be put into that situation. So when you see the way these guys handle themselves and you hear why they do what they do, in many cases when they might not politically agree with the reason they're over there, they do their duty. It's about their brothers in arms. It's about the people back here, their sons, their daughters, you and I, that they're fighting for us, and that's the way they do it. And that's how they get up in the morning when they're over there in some of the most despicable, ghastly locations on earth, fighting while we are sitting here, you know, eating our barbecue and going to our barbecues. I will tell you, I have, I truly have more love in my heart for people that serve this country after this recent Rolling Thunder than I've ever had in my life. And if you'd like to do a little something to help out, come out and join us tomorrow for the ride for the house.
Please.
It is really something that I have put a tremendous amount of my heart into this year, and so have all you guys. I really appreciate that. Let's set a record, and let's also prove that, you know, little podcasts can also do amazing things for charity as well. We will see you tomorrow for the Ride for the House. Patriot Harley Davidson. We register from 8 till 10 a.m. and wrap it up with a great party at Jimmy's. If you want to come to just the party, bring a donation for Fisher House and enjoy the brisket and the chicken. Jimmy won't screw up his meat.
No.
He never does. We'll see you tomorrow. What's that, Mark Ronick?
Lots of raffle prizes.
Oh, lots of raffle prizes as well. It's going to be a great day. 86 and sunny all day long.
Wear something skimpy.
Good job with the weather, Mike.
Thank you very much, Rob. Same to you. We'll see you next time on Monday. We'll recap the Fisher House ride. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Thank you.
More music.